with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's first 100 days in office have been a whirlwind of executive orders and clashes with the courts. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
From firing federal workers to deporting illegal immigrants, the president has pursued an aggressive and controversial agenda with lightning speed. He's upended the global economy with tariffs and signed orders that take direct aim at the law, media, public health, and culture. Donald Trump's MAGA supporters are thrilled with the results, but the larger public isn't as enthusiastic. The president's job approval rating is underwater at 45%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's controversy as Donald Trump dismisses former President Biden's nominees, including Doug Emhoff from the United States Holocaust Museum Board. Correspondent Haya Panjwani has the story.
President Donald Trump has dismissed many former President Joe Biden nominees to the United States Holocaust Memorial Council. That includes Doug Emhoff, the husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris. Emhoff, who is Jewish and led the Biden administration's efforts to combat anti-Semitism, criticized Trump's action. He said, "Let me be clear. Holocaust remembrance and education should never be politicized." Since taking office in January, Trump has moved to fire many Biden appointees across the government. Biden also dismissed some Trump carryover appointees after he entered the White House in 2021, but at a far smaller scale, most notably 18 appointees named to the U.S. Military Academy boards. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 300 points, the Nasdaq rising by 95. The S&P 500 advancing 32, oil down to $60.29 a barrel. This is SRN News. Tennessee has a new law protecting medical personnel.
The bill lately signed by Republican Governor Bill Lee guarantees that no doctor, nurse, or other medical professional will have to participate in an abortion, a sex change operation, or any other procedure that violates their deeply held religious convictions. Greg Chalfin of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "Patients are best served by healthcare professionals who are free to act consistent with their oath to do no harm." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Organizers and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled a week's worth of events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. Both the firing of the president and the chairman of the Kennedy Center took place in early February. The World Pride event is held every 2 years. This is SRN News. A decision from the White House soon on drinking water.
The Trump administration will soon say whether it intends to stand by drinking water standards for forever chemicals set last year. The EPA says PFAS increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, and babies being born with low birth weight. But reducing PFAS could be costly for thousands of water utilities. The Biden administration says those costs were worth it, but it's unclear if current EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin agrees. He's expressed concern about places with marginal amounts of PFAS that could incur high costs to reduce it. John Scott reporting.
A federal health agency says the U.S. has 884 confirmed measles cases this year as of Friday. That's triple the amount seen in all of 2024. Two children and an adult have died from measles. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.